your alley.
At First Northern Bank of Wyoming, we're committed to helping our community stay informed and fraud aware. We offer free financial literacy and fraud prevention presentations for schools, senior centers, and local organizations. From spotting scams to building smart financial habits, each presentation is tailored to your group's needs. To schedule a visit or learn more, visit firstnorthern.bank, because an informed community is a safer community. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 402576.
Celebrate excellence in our community during the Chamber's 27th Annual Awards of Excellence, February 25th at the Wyo Theater. Sheridan Bronx head football coach Jeff Maury will kick off the event by sharing his keys to achieving excellence. We'll also announce the recipients of the Community Champion, Strength of Sheridan, Business of the Year, and Business Person of the Year awards. Learn more at SheridanWyomingChamber.org. The Awards of Excellence are brought to you by our Chamber's community partners, with special thanks to the Sheridan Press, Wyo Theater, and Sheridan Media.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Hi, this is Matt with the Sheridan Hawks High School Hockey Team. Sheridan Amateur Hockey is looking forward to hosting the High School JV State Hockey Tournament at the Whitney Rink M&M Center February 27th through March 1st. We want to thank our major tournament sponsors.
Big O Tires, Legacy Ridge Private Wealth, Master Mechanical, McDonald's, NX Bar Ranch, Odell Construction, Pride and Groom.
Special thanks to the Ice House, Sheridan Wild Sports Cards, and Teriyaki Madness for being our bench sponsors. See you at the rink.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Monday, February 23rd, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by the Executive Director of Sage Community Arts, Jill Benson, and Vivi.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. How have things been at the gallery?
We are trucking right back along. We have our new flooring in. It's a big project because, you know, how else would you start the new year but with a big flooring project?
Gotta have a big project.
Yes, yeah. Right. I gotta say, it was the facelift we needed.
Really?
You know, you do hate to sometimes see the old original floors go, but they were so original that there was just not much left to them. And we didn't feel that it looked so bad. It was like, it could, you know, use a little freshen up, but it's like when you're like, oh, you know, I could maybe take a shower, or maybe like try today, and you're like, oh wow, I looked very homeless, very like a bum. And we weren't that bad, but it's just that new fresh look. And we tried some new stuff with our some different furniture, ways that we could display. Not only did it display the artwork nicer, a lot more of the 3D kind of your jewelry and ceramics, but it just a little more narrow furniture. So now the space is more open, more accessible for everyone to be able to get in. And it just, you feel you can kind of breathe around the artwork a little bit better and allow for movement throughout the member gallery, especially being able to go all the way from the front to the back. Is just the way it invites you in is so much nicer. And then the exhibition gallery is just so bright and full. Right now, it's we tried to stay as similar color as we could. It went a little more neutral, not as honey rich as that old flooring used to be. And so, but we didn't go millennial gray, even though it was to my sensibilities.
It was right there.
But I stepped back. it was a nice refresh for the start of the year. Things look so good. People are so excited to come in. And we now, the photography is still up for its last couple weeks. So it goes till March 7th is the last day it'll be up. And then we go into a beautiful show by our local and beloved David Brock. We'll have a solo show. He's our painting and drawing instructor out at Sheridan College.
Oh, wow.
So now he gets to have a solo show in the beautiful arms of Sage Community Arts.
I bet that's going to be just gorgeous.
Oh, I'm so excited. He has all his work. He's been an A-plus student, having all of his work ready. I have images. It's just a dream come true. And we're also kicking off the year with a a wonderful list of classes and workshops. It's one of the most robust, what we call this kind of winter, spring. At this time of year, I guess we're calling it almost summer, winter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in the early part of the calendar year, we have a very full lineup for the community to come in and see. And some of them already have already happened and are kicking off into some others. And it's just a really great way that the year's starting.
Yeah. How did the photography show go? The reception, the jury, all of it.
It went so wonderfully well. You know, one of the fantastic things about the national juried show is how national it is. We had people from all over. We count, it was 15 different states, but 25 different towns. So a few artists had two or three pieces in, but no artist was from the same town. So we had three Wyoming artists, but they were shared in Buffalo and Gillette. And so it was so interesting to see how spread out we were for this show.
That's pretty amazing.
It was really amazing. And to see, you know, from what I say, side to side, top to bottom of the United States. So we just kind of hit nice smattering all over. The work came in absolutely gorgeous. It's so fun with photography to see how they take it from the digital screen into the real world. So we've seen it, your kind of traditional printing and matting and framing. We saw some that were beautifully rendered on metal.
Wow.
Others on, they really looked into the paper in which it was put on, some more of an archival texture to give a toothy look to the image, which is just very exciting to see, especially when you're with our black and white show, that it adds this other dimension to it by not just the colors, which are taken away, but how do we take that next depth with how it's presented to the world?
Yeah. I find that really interesting based on the medium that they're putting the image on.
Yes.
I mean, it really does showcase the, I guess you could say, the versatility of photography that a lot of people might not really know.
Yes.
Until they get in there and they're like, holy cow, it's the paper or it's the metal that's making it look like
Yes.
It.
And then and we're always excited to see the size they decide to print it out on. There's been some in the past, like the image itself just feels big, or it feels like, oh, this is a tiny moment you want to be close to. And then when they actually come to us, they might be exact opposites. Wow. They'll be like, oh, that's much, much smaller than the image itself talks to, or it's like they really went into this and got it so big, or others will actually come like everyone felt it should be small, and it is this small, intimate moment that you get to be with. So that's always, we're always taking bets like, do you think it's really going to be that size? And I tell my staff and team so much, I'm like, they put the size on there. That's part of the requirement so we can get the gallery tags. That means nothing to me. It's like 48 inches. Okay, sure. I know what that looks like. Oh, that's 48 inches.
Until it gets there. Yeah.
So it's time and time again. And now I'm getting a little better because I'm like, that's about one and a half Vivi. So, okay, I'm getting a better idea of what that is.
That's a good measurement system.
I'm like, okay,
there you go.
I know that one intimately daily, so I can start to get a better feel.
I really do like how these photographers have taken on, more artistic approaches.
Yes.
And as I said before, really showcase to the populace that this medium can be extremely versatile. You said, with the size, you can create an intimacy with something small, or a grandeur with something larger, or just throw everybody off and like black and white, create a contrast with that. I feel like this should be big, but it's not.
Yeah.
And what is the artist trying to say in that?
Exactly.
These creative choices are absolutely, absolutely amazing.
Well, they're pivotal.
Did you get more like a landscape, or were they really focused on subjects this time around?
It was honestly a pretty even split. It was, which always makes, my favorite part is laying out the show. And so kind of seeing how these came together, because we had some very beautiful portraiture, very intimate scenes of people together at a celebration. But then we had true abstract photography. Just looking at it, it was one of the winners. I'm not sure what type of metal it was from, but it's kind of this pile of metal that had just, you could see the burnishing of the different strokes on it, but then the curve of the sides of it, but then also the straight angles, and it zoomed in, so you saw no sky, no other, it's just right into the metal. And then we did have some stellar landscapes, both from all over the desert, just right over in Yellowstone,
yeah,
and all the way, and then some really great cityscapes and indoor interior ones. So it was what we always do with such a diverse group like that is we look for the meeting lines of like, is there a path through one that can lead into the other, or is there a way one image is looking that mimics how it, if a face is turned, does it mimic another face? And it's one of my favorites. It does one of the images actually, and again, this was all blind jury, and I have nothing to do with the jury or who gets in. I just can bug artists till all in to get it submitted. Being one was my sister, and she did end up getting a piece in, and it's been really exciting to see her get work in, because she's not a trained photographer, but she's starting to find this passion. She's really been thinking to herself, you know, maybe I am. I do have some artistic flair. I have a sister who's in the art world. Let's see what I have. And she's got an amazing eye for photography.
Yeah.
And it's a great compliment to her for being in the engineering world. So finding that. But she had one of a cat submitted, and the way her cat's looking mimics this beautiful, I believe he was the second or fourth place winner. And the way that his face is turned mimics the cat so well. And they, of course, have never met each other. It's never going to cross paths, most likely. And the way their two images came out through the lens of the camera, you would almost think that they were trying, it was an assignment, it was like, try to match with somebody's photography.
That's interesting.
It's just so fascinating. And I couldn't unsee it. So I was like, this has to go together. Look at them, the curve of the lips, the turn of the face. And that's just, it's very endearing. And we did that with some of the landscapes or even the cityscape and an interior, these lines, they're so crisp and perfect that they match up. And they're two, I think one is Japan and one's, I think it's in New York. But so big cities, but very different cultures.
Yeah.
But they found these matching lines in it. So that's a smattering of everything, but that's where we as Sage try to do the best we can of, like, there's such a diverse group coming together of subject matter, of styles, and we want to make sure when they hang together, they bring the best out of each other forward. And that's what we're trying to do. And we can see different ways that they accentuate. And then, and this one was a little interesting because our juror was in New York, and being a full-time artist and gallerist himself, wasn't able to come out. So we did have to video once it was up and set in, and he hadn't been able to see a real full scale of what our gallery was. He's like, I love this place. I'm definitely going to make it out. I'm like, probably try to do June or July. It is much prettier than January out here. So choose a different J month and it'll be real pretty. But no, it came together, and we've just had great reception from the community coming in and seeing it up. It's which helps to kind of re-kickstart after, not only do they want to see the show, but they want to see the beautiful floors that now accentuate the show.
So that'll be up until March
7th.
March 7th. Make sure that you get in there. Take a look at these photos, folks. Photography is a medium that I've played in for years now. I wish I had more of an opportunity to get out and keep doing it.
Yes, we would love that.
But, you know, black and white was always my favorite. So get in there. Check it out. You've got till March 7th. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these classes that Jill was bringing up and what you can do with Sage Community Arts. Right around the corner, you're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ever wonder where your bank's priorities really are?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, they're right here at home.
No shareholders, just shared values.
Local decision-making, community support, and a long-standing commitment to the people we serve.
Plus the convenience of online and mobile banking.
Banking that matches your values.
First Federal Bank and Trust. More than a bank, a mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Do you struggle to hear or hear ringing, buzzing, or hissing that won't go away? That could be tinnitus, and you're not alone. Hi, this is Elizabeth from EBA Hearing, and I have good news. Today's advanced hearing aids and innovative, proven therapy like Lanier use sound and gentle stimulation to reduce tinnitus awareness. Relief starts with a conversation. Call EBA Hearing to schedule a hearing loss or tinnitus evaluation today, because silence shouldn't feel so far away. 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising, but the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it and we'll stand behind it after the sale, because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
If you want to listen to some fun, entertaining, and informative talk shows, then KROE AM 930 and 103.9 FM is your station. The Sunday lineup includes America Outdoors starting at 6, Talk Radio Countdown at 8. At 11, it's This Weekend with Gordon Deal. Meet the Press at noon, America's Healthcare Advocate. Gun Talk at 2 p.m., Veteran Chronicles at 4, followed by National Defense at 5, and Passage to Profit at 7. Finish the day at 8 o'clock with Bill Cunningham Live. Check out the amazing show lineup and more at KROE AM 930, 103.9 FM, streaming on sharedmedia.com. This Sunday.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sage Community Arts Executive Director, Jill Benson. And alongside we've got Vivi. Drawing on, she's got lots of stuff to draw on. She's having a good time, aren't you?
She's setting in. She's just feeling it today. Quite happy to be here.
The life of an artist.
Yes.
It never stops.
No.
You're very busy. I love that smile. $1 million smile. All right. Alongside exhibits, Sage continues to offer their wide range of classes. So what is, I guess you could call it the winter 2026 lineup?
Yes. I think when you look at just how we break out the calendar, we are in our winter series. It is not based off of the actual weather. So, based off the months. And we have such a great lineup right now. We're trying some new things because it's getting to be in the space of a gallery or in a studio where you get that you don't have to worry about. I mean, we ask caution, but it's not your dining room table or your mother's floor that you're going to spill things on. It is a working studio where we want you to come in and be creative. And so we've had we had a lovely afternoon tea and Valentine art card making, which was so fun. There's a couple mother-daughter pairs that came in another trio, and like it was so fun to pick out tea, have these elegant cups, and then just have no pressure crafting.
Yeah.
Is what it a little more, but my gallery and program manager, she had Rachel put out these amazing cards, and some were very intricate. Some were, here's just some pieces to get you flowing. And several of the younger gals were like, we are going to make this pop up amazing. You're my tweetheart. And they did so good. And they're like, we want to do this so much more. And so we're going to definitely keep some of the tea and art program.
Yeah, that's
going.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It was just a lovely evening or afternoon. And of course, we always encourage people, like, you can wear whatever, but if you have that tea dress you'd love to wear, or that lovely suit, feel free to wear that one, and we'll make sure it's, like, nice materials. We did a lovely partnership with Gentel, and one of their artists in residence did a collage character class this weekend, and it's been really an honor to partner with Gentel and the NLG Center, because through our collaborations, we're able to make those classes free for the community. So they get these
great,
amazing artists, a lot of times very different excuse me, different things that we see come to the community. And it was full. People loved it. It just went so well. We have a watercolor class going with one of our beloved members, Randy Stout. He makes getting into a medium so very fun. He's so wonderful with his instruction. He's very welcoming to any group or crowd. He's just been wonderful. And then ones that haven't started yet that people can still get in on, we have vision boards with our own Kelly Morris, who's one of my board members and local beloved artist. And so that one is what visions do you have for yourself this year? It's just to create and have this board to help remind you of what goals or hopes or dreams you have for the year. And Kelly has a great exercise to take you through with that.
Almost like a collage of the things that you want in your life. Right?
Yeah, like attainable, dream, you know, the next phases. And so she has a great lineup for that's coming up this next Saturday, the 28th. And then for any of our comic book and manga lovers, we have Brett Norwood coming back and doing a comics class. And he's taking you through, I believe it's a five or six week course. And each week is the next stage in development of comic. And he's a published comic writer, and he's has a few of his comics in Sage and then some of his drawings of those as framed pieces. So he's going to be able to show you how to take it to either the steps towards getting you to publishing or how to take those drawings and make a comic fine art piece.
That's amazing.
And that one's, and then we have our next gal, another beloved coming back, Jenny Worker, and she will be doing for the advances. The advanced group is how to take it back to being simple. Remember your basics. You're an established artist, but come back to the basics. When you get too overwhelmed with too many things on your palette, how do you bring it back down to like, okay, let's get back to creating and being able to finish this piece I've been working on? And then the other is starting for our intros is water and sketching. It's watercolors and sketching. How to begin. And she is one that, you're scared to start something new, she is one to help you get out of your comfort zone and figure out what to do.
Dive right in. And I love the coming back to basics, because so many times, you know, as we advance through almost any skill, we reach that point like what you're talking about, where you're saying, okay, now I've got too many pieces on the board.
Yes.
I'm getting a bit overwhelmed. And I've seen many, many artists, you know, take that piece, put it off to the side and say, I'll return to that.
Yes.
It's overwhelming me right now. It's no longer fun. But if you return, you bring that piece back out, then you go back to keeping it simple.
Yes. You can re-see the parts that were driving you crazy. Like, oh, I'm going too much in this flourishing technique or in this diving too. It's like, okay, if that's fogging the mind or bogging you down, it's okay to step back and see how you can shed all those layers to be able to, like, okay, back to basics. What am I actually seeing with new eyes, the basic eyes? And then you can just kind of clear the mind. And it was, we've had this a few years ago, and it was so great to see how that refreshed a lot of our members. Same with the intro class. I love seeing those. It's always great to see established artists flourishing and learning new things, but it's so fun to see someone stepping out of their comfort zone and trying something new, and maybe it's been 3 decades ago that they did the last thing.
Yeah.
But coming back to it and wanting to try and to be inspired by my artists, I also stepped out of my comfort zone lately. So if anyone hasn't seen She Loves Me, you should go see it. It's a musical. I'm not a musical.
But you're
I'm doing it now.
I love it. You're practicing what you preach.
I'm finally doing it, Floyd. You know, it's been one of the greatest things about being in the musical is to see how it's made me so proud and appreciative of every single one of my members in the gallery, that they are learning something new. They are putting their time and effort and energy into this. And then they are willingly not always jubilantly, but usually with some joy, putting it out for the public to see. I mean, we were a free and open gallery, so anybody is welcome and can come in and see the art. So there's such a diverse range of audience that you're putting yourself in mm-hmm. front of. And that is very scary.
That's very intimidating.
And then that's also what's so wonderful about the art organizations we have here. We have Sage, who's willing to be here to help comfort you. You have the Wild Theater, who's like, sit down, you're fine. You got this. Be a big girl. but nurture you to be. And it's like, but look, you can do what you didn't think you could do. You are here. This is your second home. And it's, for me, it's lovely. It's just right across the street. So it's like, I've expanded my home by a street. So, but it is so phenomenal to see what we're able to offer the community with these amazing art organizations and the people you get to meet. We've also are offering a member toolkit series. So if you're a member with us, and it's very easy to become a member, it's $55 a year for an individual or $90 for a family or business, $25 for any student to show us your whatever student ID. And this member toolkit series goes off of how to do those basics, how to be a member. Last week, we kicked it off with, what is Sage? What are the benefits, or what are you here? And then we also had a Q&A of like, what do you want to get out of being a member with us? Then we're going to go into writing an artist statement, how to take headshots, how to photograph your artwork to be able to put it out, how to put proposals. So we're going to be more of that educational center of how to take it from your studio, how to work around the nerves to put yourself out there, and then what other ways to do that in a comforting way. So to try and take some of those nerves and terrifying bits out of it. It's like when I had to go audition, I had such great support of like, you got this. Erin even texted him like, she's very nervous, but she's coming. I was like, thank you. And just knowing that there was an advocate there of like, and they were so warm and welcoming. And that's, I was like, okay, I can do this. And I did it and I'm doing it. And it's great. And so that's what we're also getting to be on the artist side of it. And having that comfort and knowing that there's those people to help be advocates for you and that want to help you succeed. It's just inspired me to be even more there for my artists and be able to have that place where they can come and learn and be inspired and have their work out there to inspire the other people to come into the gallery as well.
Where do folks find the dates and times for these classes, my
friend? They will be on our website, which is artandsheridan.com, and you just go to classes. And we have a whole list, and as of today, I have even more that we're fleshing out, but by this week, we'll have even more online for you to join in and come see us down at Sage.
Fantastic. Jill, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure having both of you in here.
We love it. Thank you so much for having us.
$1 million smile, I'm here to tell you. All right, when we come back, we're going to speak with the Sheridan Recreation District. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
What if your bank actually shared your values?
That's the difference at First Federal Bank and Trust.
No outside shareholders, just shared values.
Just people banking with people and investing right back into our community.
Supporting local nonprofits.
Strengthening the place where we call home.
With local branches and convenient online and mobile banking.
Banking without shareholders.
You belong at First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Mandy Kolchiska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. 3-year-old Blue is looking for a feline-free household so he can be the star of your show. This dog lives for squeaky toys and treats and is ready to hop in your truck and ride home with you. Homer is a poetic cat who would appreciate a comfy bed and a bit of sunshine. He gets along well with other furry friends as long as he has a little space of his own. If you've got love to give, 4-year-old Homer will give it right back.
America is at an inflection point. This is President Trump's last term. It's our last chance to save America. With these high stakes, Wyoming can't give our congressional seat to another rhino. Liz Cheney sold us out. She is the face of betrayal. Never again. Reed Raisner will represent the beating heart of the America First movement. Reed Raisner will have President Trump's back, always.
I'm Reed Raisner. In Wyoming, our word is our bond. So let me tell you where I stand. Our Second Amendment is sacred. God gave us the right to defend our families. Border security is national security. I'm ready to fight alongside President Trump to deport criminal illegal aliens. And like you, I know politicians spend too much damn money. I'll keep Washington out of your pockets. I approve this message because America First means keeping your word.
Paid for by Reed Raisner for Wyoming.
Mossholder's Design Center is here to help you create a space that you'll love. If you're relocating, remodeling, or just refreshing your home, Mossholder's talented design team can help you through the process. With free in-home consultations, Mossholder's will be able to find the furniture and finishing touches that work best with your space, your lifestyle, and your budget. So if you want to change the look of just one room or furnish an entire home, Mossholder's designers can get it done. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Doug, what does full service really mean to wearing Chevrolet?
Bob, how long has your check engine light been on?
Wow, you're clairvoyant.
No, I'm not, but our factory-trained technicians are. They'll do a full diagnostic, check on the light, plus change your oil and check your brakes.
Plus collision repair and detailing?
Plus, with our tire price match guarantee, we have brand-name tires at the lowest prices every day. We offer free pickup and delivery with a 10-mile radius. If you can't drive in, it's full service the wearing way.
The kind that keeps people coming back, Doug. Schedule online, wearingsheridan.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're speaking with Sheridan Recreation District Executive Director Alex Mock, Sheridan Parks and Recreation Board Jacob Martin, and Youth Recreation Supervisor J.D. Williams. Good morning, gentlemen, and all of you. Welcome back to the show.
Morning.
Thank you.
Now, Jacob, it's been a while since we've seen you, partner. You're looking pretty good.
Hey, you too. Thanks for having me back.
What have you been up to?
I'm a fan of the show. I've been on the Park and Rec board, just overseeing, you know, the new Kendrick Park pool is going to be running this summer. Other than that, I work as a landman and have my family, two kids. And that's why I'm here today, mostly as a father with two kids who are involved in a lot of Park and Rec. It's something I care deeply about. And just as a citizen overall.
Yeah.
And
it's great to see you still involved in your community, being out there and helping where you can. And, you know, it's something that we preach on here all the time. So it's great to see.
Hey, good to see you too. And you're still doing a great job with the show.
Hey, I appreciate that part. I do. I really do appreciate that. We try to get all the messages out that we can, but mostly, you know, show the people who help, show the people who really want to make a difference in the community. That's what I want to spotlight. And speaking of which, we're going to dive right in, Alex. We got a lot to talk about.
We do, and we got a pretty short amount of time to do it in.
So for listeners who may not be familiar, can you quickly give us an overview of the Sheridan Recreation District and its role in our community?
Sure. So we are a joint powers board. So the Sheridan Recreation District is made up of the city council and the school district as a whole, school district number two. And we provide programming for youth recreation, for adult recreation, as well as we oversee and maintain Medea Field, Thorn Rider Park, and Sixth Street Baseball Fields, as well as Doubleday Sports Complex and the college softball fields during the summer months as well. And so what we do is we program sports programming. We also run the seasonal outdoor pool at Kendrick Park, which Jacob just hit on a little bit ago, that we are excited about opening that pool up to the community again for this summer.
It's gonna be a busy year.
It's been a little bit on a hiatus for a year. So getting all of that, and if you haven't had a chance, drive by in Kendrick Park and be able to to see. You can see it from the road and the new water slides that are going to be out there. There's a whole new footprint is going to be, it's going to be pretty cool to see. And then also we run Kendrick Park Scoops. So the ice cream stand during the summer month, that's so popular to this community. We do operate that throughout the summer months.
All right. Now, one thing that you're doing that I really like, you're partnering with the Falmer Public Library for a Co-Creates series.
Yep.
This is something that you and I touched on just a little bit the last time we talked. What prompted the upcoming presentations? What was it where you're like, you know what? I want to get in there. I want to get in front of the public. I want to talk to them.
So a lot of our programs in our office, so we don't have a rec center. We have an office that's in Thornrider Park, and we don't get a lot of foot traffic that comes in because a lot of our registrations are online where people will call over the phone and sign up. So we don't get a lot of foot traffic that come into our doors and want to just have conversations. So we thought that this would be a good opportunity for the community to meet the community and the public where they're at. It's after most of everybody's work day, and, you know, theme it on a fact that it's not going to be a 4-hour meeting. It's literally just an hour meeting, if that, and to just be able to come and give us their feedback, the community, on what they're wanting to see in the Parks and Recreation and, you know, how we're doing. And if there's anything that we're missing that we might be able to, you know, meet them where they're at and be able to provide those opportunities and those recreational opportunities that they're looking for.
I think it's a great opportunity for the community to really jump in and be involved in the rec district and, you know, programs offered. Yep. And get any questions answered. Now, real quick, tell me about the upcoming Co-Create series.
Yep. This next one is going to be on March 10th, and it's going to be at 5:30. Myself, I'm going to be the one presenting along with Kylie Modoff. She was here. She was here last time that we were on Public Pulse, and we're specifically going to be talking about our parks areas. So Thornrider, Madea, John Oates Memorial Park, and the baseball fields and the softball fields out at the college, and then Doubleday. And then we're also going to be talking about the grand opening for the Kendrick Park pool. So,
you know, a lot of people looking forward to that, my man. Let's just touch on that. June 7th.
June 7th is going to be our grand opening day. We are going to be open at 12 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It is sponsored by Blue Peak Internet Services. So they have generously donated the funds to allow this to be a free event for the entire community to come and try out the pool, come hang out, catch some rays. And, you know, just again, want to just reiterate the fact that we like to partner with a lot of different organizations and businesses around the town. And, you know, Blue Peak has stepped up, and they are, they're full on board with wanting to support us in the rec district in this program and in this event.
That's fantastic. You know, they basically paid for everybody's first day.
Yep. Pretty much.
Come in there, check it out, take a dip, see the new things that are offered. Just real quick, what was changed?
So in the footprint itself, there is three new water slides. So we removed the water slides that was going into the main pool. So there is no main water slide into the main pool, but there are three isolated water slides that the people will be able to use. There is a zero depth entry pool to where all of those spray features, there's about 6 or 7 spray features that are in there. We refurbished the frog. So the frog looks pretty awesome. It's got a brand new face paint, and it's a slide that goes into a little bit of a deeper area so that kids that will be able to enjoy that as well. And then we also have a 3-panel rock wall climbing that you'll be able to climb up into it on the main pool and then jump off into the main pool. So it's pretty cool.
I might
cool.
go there just for that. That sounds fun.
So it's going to be pretty exciting. And then we also renovated the footprint of the main pool house. So the pool house it needed a lot of upgrades to it. We didn't change the footprint, but we actually upgraded all of it. So it's all new flooring that's in there, new cabinets, new toiletries, toilet features. There's new changing rooms. There is a family changing room as well in there. And then obviously the guts of it all is being able to take all of the pump house and clean all those pumps out. It's all new piping that's underneath, and all of the new storm drain, storm sewer drain that's in there as well. So it's hopefully going to be running efficiently and very, very smoothly. And so the other thing is that there's two new water heaters. So it's not going to be a cold pool anymore. It'll be a warm pool in that, when that gets all up and running.
People like me appreciate that part, right?
Yeah.
There.
Right.
Now real quick, I got one more question, then we'll move on. What will daily admission look like after our free day at the Kendrick pool, my friend?
Yep. So, our adults is going to be from 18 to 59. They're going to be $8 to go into the pool. And then our youth is going to be $5, and our seniors are going to be $5. And then everybody under the age of, so it'll be 7.99. So seven and under is going to be $3 to come in from four years old to 8 years old. It's okay. Going to be $3. Yeah.
All right. Now, swim lessons. Registration is going to open on April 1st. This is something I'm always talking about when it comes to things that I believe children should be taught.
Absolutely.
Certainly how to swim. It's
absolutely
more than just a sport. This could be a life-saving activity. Tell me about it.
Yep. So I agree with you 100% that everybody needs to have the ability to learn how to swim and have appropriate teachings on, you know, when they find themselves in that situation, to be able to explore and enjoy water. And so this is something that we are very happy that we get to provide to the community during the summer months in an outdoor pool. And it allows everybody to enjoy Kendrick Park Pool, and then also learn from Red Cross and instructors who are qualified in teaching those specific swim lessons.
All right. Registration opening up on April 1st for that one, folks. You said Scoops is, when's the stand opening? Just
yeah,
so folks
it's,
have got
there. Yep. It's going to be right now. It's still kind of a to be determined. So it's going to be late May is when we're looking at opening Scoops for in general. And then, you know, how that usually happens, there's not a lot of spots that come available for our kids to get a first-time job, because that is such a highly sought-after position in itself. But there are a few, so if anybody is interested in looking for a part-time position at Scoops, have them just come online and come onto our website and be able to fill out an application there.
Alex, you're right. That's a great first-time job right there.
It really is. And a lot of those kids that come in, they stay for quite a few years.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right, moving on down the line, several lacrosse programs firing up this spring. Tell us about it, JD.
Yeah, we're doing something a little different with lacrosse this year, kind of mirror it after our like basketball program and baseball softball program. We're doing Littles Lacrosse, which is a first and second graders kind of area where we teach the basics, throwing, passing, stuff like that. And it's at a lower price point, so the kids can actually figure out if this is something they enjoy, and then they can move on to more lacrosse, real lacrosse games in the future. So that would be our third to fifth grade, and then our sixth and seventh graders a little bit.
Oh, what a great opportunity. I probably would have done this if it was available when I was a little kid. I love lacrosse. I've never actually played it, but it's a bit more of a challenging sport, in my opinion, than a lot of the other ones.
It's a little different in this area. It has not a lot of exposure out west. It's really popular back east, and it's really popular in some areas of the south too. So it's just something that hasn't been here. We've had it for probably around 8-9 years in Sheridan, but it's kind of taken off. There's more and more kids every year. So
love to see us kind of sweep through the America West. I think that would be fun. All right, now, you are in need of coaches. If somebody actually happens to know some lacrosse.
Yep. With it being kind of a newer sport to all of us, I didn't grow up playing lacrosse. I can teach you how to kind of play catch, but the rules and stuff like that are a little beyond me. So if there's anyone out there that's interested in helping out, reach out to us. We just need help with the kids. They need to learn from people that have actually played.
I know a lot of universities have a lacrosse program, and as you said, especially back east, and I know we got a lot of folks coming into town, so
yep,
it'd be great to have some of those old players.
We do get quite a few of transplants that are, when they hear we have lacrosse, they're pretty excited about it.
All right, baseball, softball registration. This is open?
Yep, we're open right now for baseball and softball.
Okay.
And then will be open until, what is it, April 12th, I believe, kind of middle of April. Going strong. It's kind of one of our biggest programs is the baseball softball time of the year. It's kind of our main thing in the summer.
And JD, something that you and I talk about quite a bit. I talk with a lot of individuals about this. Umpires, are you still needing some umps?
Last year was one of our best years for umpires. I had a lot of the American Legion kids come down and work for me, but it is something we always need. The more the merrier. It's a lot easier when you don't have to work every single game, every single night. So if there's people out there interested in a summer job, hanging out with kids, watching some baseball, get on our website, fill out an application, and we'll get a hold of you.
Now, you guys usually end up having like a coaches meeting or a management meeting, correct? Do we have that scheduled as of yet, or is that still in the works?
That is available on our website. I don't have it on the top of my head, but it'll be kind of 2 weeks before the season kind of gets going. We'll get all our coaches together.
All right. There's also a softball clinic coming up. I'll get the times and dates on that. That's in partnership with Sheridan High School. Exploring an interest in a one-day 7-on-7 football tournament.
Yeah, that's kind of something. We don't have a lot of footprint with the kids that are in high school. And this is kind of for kids that are maybe they're interested. Maybe they don't get to throw the football in football practice. But 7-on-7's a no contact, kind of a touch football or flag football style thing. It's based on throwing skills and stuff like that. So looking at kind of gauging interest. So if kids are interested, reach out to us, give us a call, say, hey, I'd put a team together. And if we can get a couple teams together, we'll definitely make it work.
All right, fantastic. So right now there's nothing set in stone. You're just putting the feelers out there.
Yep, we want to make sure that people want it before we kind of go all in on it. The good thing about it doesn't require much, just a ball and a scoreboard, and we got those in spades. So,
all right. Now, Alex, there is one thing that you and I wanted to discuss. Just real quick, I got about 5 minutes left, my friend. House Bill 127. Everybody knows legislators meeting right now. How does this bill impact recreation?
This bill has a big impact on recreation. Current law allows for local elected school board officials to pass a 1 mil level levy that's used for recreation. That's where we get a critical amount of our budget. That's also then approved by locally elected county commissioners. So what House Bill 127 wants to do is take that authority away from those local elected officials. And that's concerning for us. We have a long history here. We've had no public outcry to defund the recreation district ever. We've always received these funds. Thousands of people participate in rec district activities and come to our parks. So, I mean, this bill just doesn't originate locally. It's pretty unnecessary and it's uncalled for. And that's why I think local residents should pay attention. What this bill does would just put us on a cycle of having to be a general ballot item. And that makes staffing difficult and just funding kind of in jeopardy.
What are the negative effects that this bill could have on our rec district, Jacob?
Well, I mean, just first of all, it undermines local authority. And even this puts us on a 4-year cycle. And even if we just didn't get those funds in one cycle, it's likely that we would just dissolve.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I mean, this makes up 45% of our budget, basically. And there's just no navigating that and still being able to operate that the way we have for a long time. You know, the Sheridan Rec District's been around since 1974, doing the great things that these two gentlemen, you know, just gave you examples of.
Now, if folks out there are saying, you know what, he's right, I'm against this, what do they need to do?
So this bill has passed the House. It's on the way to the Senate. I would just reach out to our local senators or all of them and just say that this is unnecessary and the way things have been going work well. And I'm confident that, you know, our citizens all support Sheridan Recreation and what we do. So certainly reach out if you can and, you know, advise against passing this bill.
Alex, you have an opinion on this bill?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think like Jacob said, he hit it on the nail, on the head, and just being able to keep the authority within the school districts is one of those aspects of what, you know, works. It's worked for, 50 plus years. And we want to respect the people and the community with their right to vote. And we do think that that's important as well, too. And we also think that, we do add value to this community when it comes to the recreational aspect with our youth, with our adults, as well as the amenities that we offer to the community, like the pool and the ice cream stand and the manicured parks that we see. And those programs are important to not only for us employees, but they're also important to a lot of community members, not just in Sheridan, but the county of Sheridan in general as well, too. So, yeah, I think that we do a good job.
Floyd, really, what House Bill 127, in simple terms, is going to be a forced referendum on the Sheridan Recreation District's existence.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, folks, that's House Bill 127. Jacob, you said it has passed the House. It's now going to the Senate for consideration. Folks, call up your representatives, call up your senators, and let them know you support the rec district and you don't support this bill. Or vice versa, I guess.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you all so much for coming in. Jacob, thank you for returning in here, especially talking about something that's so important and a call to action. I always appreciate it.
Hey, it's good to be here. Had fun. Thanks for having me, Floyd.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Here's what makes First Federal Bank and Trust different.
No shareholders, just shared values and profits that are reinvested locally, supporting nonprofits to help our community thrive.
Mutual means more for our communities.
With years of trusted local service and modern banking tools that make life easier, mutual means more.
First Federal Bank and Trust, banking with shared values. Member FDIC.
Okay, Punxsutawney Phil. You ain't nothing but a groundhog, lying all the time. I took your word for it and didn't bother having my 4x4 tuned up by Hando Service Center and did it myself. Big mistake. So you, Fuzzy, are living proof that a feller can wake up, look around, and go right back to sleep and folks will still take you seriously. Honestly, you just may be my spirit animal. So wake up, don't listen to rodents, get that machine to Hando Service Center. No whiskers, no naps, no nonsense on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Get ready for adventure, music, and a little bit of magic. Sheridan High School proudly presents the Broadway favorite Anastasia live on stage.
Join Anya on an exciting journey from Russia to Paris as she searches for her past, makes new friends, and discovers who she truly is. With colorful costumes, exciting dance numbers, and songs, you'll be humming all the way home. Anastasia is a show the whole family will love.
Witness the magic Thursday, March 5th and Friday, March 6th at 7:15 p.m. A special Saturday matinee, March 7th at 2 p.m. and Saturday night at 7:15 p.m. All performances are in the Sue Henry Auditorium at Sheridan High School. Contact Sheridan High School at 674-7405 or sesd2.com for tickets. Tickets are $12 in advance and at the door.
This production is proudly sponsored by Bighorn Design, the YO Theater, Epiphany, and Sheridan Media, supporting our students and the arts in Sheridan. Bring your family, invite your friends, and enjoy a night of laughter, music, and magic as we take you on a journey to the past.
Anastasia the Musical, March 5th, 6th, and 7th at Sheridan High School. We'll see you at the